Imagine sending your tax lawyer a super detailed strategy document, right? Only for a judge to turn around and rule that because you drafted it using an AI chatbot, the government can legally read every single word.
Yeah, that is definitely a nightmare scenario for anyone handling sensitive data.
Exactly. So today's deep dive is pulling from a stack of recent legal analyses and industry debates to figure out why a landmark US ruling is setting off, well, massive alarm bells for Canadian legal and tax professionals. Okay, let's unpack this.
Right, the Heppner case.
Yeah, US v. Heppner. So financial executive Bradley Heppner used Anthropic's Claude AI to, research legal strategies for a grand jury subpoena. He generated something like 31 documents of prompts and responses, and then just emailed those outputs to his legal team.
Which he thought was totally fine.
Right. But the shocking part, Judge Jed Rakoff ruled those documents had absolutely zero legal privilege.
What's fascinating here is how the court applied these centuries-old privilege doctrines to large language models. I mean, the judge noted that an AI does not hold a law license. It owes you no fiduciary duty at all.
Wow, yeah, I guess that makes sense when you actually put it that way.
Exactly. But the real mechanism destroying privilege is actually the consumer terms of service. When you use standard AI, you're agreeing that the provider can review and train on your inputs.
Right, so Heppner basically tries to put the toothpaste back in the tube, right? He emails the AI chats to his lawyers, hoping that wraps them in this retroactive privilege. It's like spilling a secret to a totally random stranger on the bus and then asking your lawyer to classify it.
Yeah, that is exactly what it's like. You can't just slap a confidential label on something after broadcasting it to the world.
But wait, I have to push back on the tech side here just a bit. Isn't prompting an AI basically just typing on a really smart word processor? Like, if I type notes in a local Word document, that's privileged. Why is this treated differently?
Well, because a local document just sits on your encrypted hard drive.
Yeah.
It's just you and your machine. Using a public AI is, it's more like inviting a commercial data broker right into your lawyer's office to take notes.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's actually terrifying.
Yeah, especially knowing they explicitly plan to use those notes to train their own employees.
Yeah.
You are handing confidential data to an independent third party. That instantly breaks the seal of confidentiality.
And once that seal is broken, you can't just tape it back together. Here's where it gets really interesting. For Canadian legal and tax professionals dealing with highly sensitive data, this classification of AI as an unprivileged third party is a massive vulnerability,
Oh, absolutely.
especially against entities like the Canada Revenue Agency.
Precisely. Because Canada has incredibly strict common law rules about who exactly sits inside that circle of privilege. Take the 2024 Canadian case, Cooper Spark.
Right, the independent tax advice one.
Yeah. Independent tax advice for an accountant lost privilege simply because a lawyer wasn't directly supervising it. But then you look at Stack v. The King, also from 2024, where a third-party accountant was protected because they acted as an agent of the lawyer.
So why can't the AI just be an agent? If I'm a tax professional using a model like, I don't know, GPT 5.3 Codex or Opus 4.6 to simulate an audit, I'm the one directing the tool. Doesn't it act on my behalf?
I mean, that is the crux of the issue right there. Legal agency requires a specific relationship of control and, well, strict confidentiality.
Which public AI models definitely do not have.
Exactly. An independent consumer AI company isn't acting as your legal agent. It's providing a public service under its own terms, actively harvesting data for its own commercial benefit. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it completely fails the agency test established in Stack.
So, what does this all mean for your everyday workflow if you handle complex client data? We obviously aren't going to stop using AI. I mean, the efficiency gains are just way too massive to ignore.
It means you have to fundamentally change the legal classification of the tool you're using. You must abandon consumer models and mandate zero retention enterprise tools.
Like the secure environments offered by LexisNexis, right?
Right. Because if it's true zero retention, the provider legally relinquishes their right to store or train on the data. The enterprise terms of service legally redefine the AI from an independent third party to a secure software tool.
Keeping the data within your circle of privilege.
Yeah,
Got it.
exactly. And additionally, you have to look well beyond basic anonymization.
Yeah, for an advanced professional, we already know to like redact a name or a social insurance number. That's just the basics.
But courts are increasingly scrutinizing whether simple redaction is actually enough. If the context of your prompt, say, a highly unique corporate structure or specific financial thresholds.
Right, the super specific details.
Yeah, if that still makes the client identifiable to the AI servers, your privilege could still be challenged. You need explicit written client consent outlining these exact AI risks.
What?
Yes, and the AI must only be operated under the direct supervision of legal counsel. That's the only way to maintain that Stack v. the King agency protection.
To summarize, you know, treating a consumer AI like a private sounding board is just a dangerous illusion right now. Careless adoption doesn't just risk a data leak. It fundamentally shatters the legal confidentiality you rely on.
It really does. It's a massive wake-up call.
It is. And I want to leave you with a thought to chew on before we wrap up this deep dive. Imagine you use a consumer AI for tax prep and it hallucinates like completely false financial data.
Which happens all the time.
Right. And because you used a public model, that document isn't privileged and the government subpoenas it. Could those AI generated hallucinations legally be compelled by authorities and used against you as evidence of intent to defraud?